Welcome to Reflecting God. The clay has been through it, chosen, then dug out from its bed, dried out, crushed, sifted, and separated from any impurities, made back into mud, kneaded and pummeled, sliced in half and pummeled again. It is left to season and finally thrown onto a wheel rotating at dizzying speed. The potter's hand comes at it, strong, sure, shaping. Should anything go wrong, the potter will push it down and start again. Finally, a pot emerges. It is useful, complete, beautiful, nothing like the clay it once was in the ground, but the fulfillment of its essence. All the trauma, drama, and conflict were unavoidable for the potter's purpose. The submission of the clay was essential. Should the clay ask the potter what he was doing? Should the clay complain of the changes in the conflict and try to deal with it in his own strength? May God give us the grace to trust Him with this day, all our yesterdays, and all of our tomorrows. Someday, some way, He will make us into something that He can use. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.